Les résidents de Lac-la-Biche auront l'occasion de participer à une conversation citoyenne bien différente des débats politiques traditionnels ce mercredi 13 août prochain. Le projet Common Ground, une initiative de l'Université de l'Alberta, s'arrête dans la région dans le but de rapprocher les Albertains au-delà des divisions idéologiques. Lancé en 2019, Common Ground est un projet de recherche et d'engagement communautaire qui vise à créer des espaces sécuritaires où les participants peuvent discuter de sujets politiques sensibles, allant de l'économie à l'environnement, dans un climat de respect et d'écoute. Jared Wesley, professeur de sciences politiques à l'Université de l'Alberta, explique que, plutôt que de chercher à convaincre, les discussions s'orientent autour de la compréhension mutuelle et des valeurs communes.
Common Ground is a research project based out of the University of Alberta, and we have been touring around the province since 2019, asking Albertans a pretty simple question: what's life like for the typical Albertan? And from that, we've gained a lot of insights into how things are going for the general public, but also some insights into what Albertans think is acceptable, unacceptable, feasible, desirable in their politics. And we've been pairing that with some of our public opinion surveys through our Viewpoint Alberta.
Common Ground mise sur un format de petits groupes où des résidents de tous horizons sont invités à exprimer leur point de vue sans jugement.
No, this is the University of Alberta study, so it's funded through traditional research funds. We're not affiliated with any political party. We're trying to understand the difference between who Albertans think they are as a broader community. And we do that through a series of activities where we ask them to imagine what life's like for the typical Albertan, and then we compare that to what they tell us in average public opinion polls.
À Lac-la-Biche, cette approche prend un sens particulier. La région, riche en diversité culturelle, politique et linguistique, est un terrain fertile pour ces conversations nuancées. Les organisateurs espèrent que l'arrêt permettra de tisser des liens entre des citoyens qui autrement n'auraient peut-être jamais échangé.
But I don't think we've had any folks say they didn't enjoy the evening, let alone appreciate the opportunity to talk with other people about politics. I think one of the benefits of our approach is that we don't sit people in a room and ask them to debate with one another about about public policy or about politics in general. It's more of a community building discussion. And so it doesn't matter whether we're going to small towns like St. Paul or Hanna or Lac-la-Biche or Camrose, or whether we're going to bigger cities like Edmonton, Calgary, Fort Mac, and Lethbridge, we find that a lot of people report they appreciate being heard, not just from us as the researchers, but also from each other. A really good community building exercise.
L'activité est ouverte à tous et aucune connaissance politique n'est requise. Les discussions sont encadrées par des animateurs formés et les résultats anonymes alimenteront une vaste étude provinciale sur la manière dont les Albertains perçoivent les enjeux actuels, mais aussi sur ce qui les unit.
We are anticipating that, when we go to a small town, the types of answers and the discussion that we hear around the table is going to be markedly different than if we did one in downtown Calgary, and we found that a lot of the same concerns, a lot of the same perceptions that Albertans have about their province doesn't really matter what size of community or what part of the province they come from. It also doesn't seem to matter whether we have, in some cases we've had all women around the table, in some cases we've had all men, we've had all seniors, all young people, we've actually had some focus groups featuring all immigrants, right? Some of whom had only lived in Alberta for a few weeks. But we hear a lot of the same concerns and a lot of the same ideas surfacing, which suggests, as the title of our project suggests, that there's a lot of common ground in Alberta that doesn't get seen all too often.
Ce passage de Common Ground à Lac-la-Biche est bien plus qu'un atelier, c'est un exercice de démocratie participative.
I think it's an opportunity for folks that don't feel comfortable a lot of times talking about politics, especially with people in their home community, to find a safe space to do that. I think it's also an opportunity to have their voices heard from folks that are going to then amplify them. We talk all the time about with media and with leaders that we meet with from all political parties, what we're hearing on the ground. And to be frank, we also pay people, right? So, as part of the research project, we recognize that people's time is very valuable. And so we pay them at a rate of about $60 an hour. We pay them in cash. So folks that show up at the end of the night, we'll have that monetary benefit as well.
Le projet cherche à montrer qu'un dialogue respectueux reste possible et essentiel. Camille Dany, Boreal FM, pour l'IJL.